Whether it's a cyclone, flood or bushfire, the Department of Fire and Emergency Services in Western Australia is often called upon to manage the response to emergencies. But what is it like inside the control room, the planning hub for DFES, when things are busy? Erin Park headed along to its regional office for the Kimberley and Broome and got a tour of the planning room from Acting Superintendent for DFES, Glenn Hall.
So this will be the hub of where we would manage a tropical low or tropical cyclone within the Kimberley, and it's right across the Kimberley. So we've got another one of these centres replicated in Kununurra, but it's from this facility that will manage a natural hazard incident, whether it be flooding, whether it be a resupply incident to a community or a pastoral station, as well as anything in regards to response that we're responsible for.
Great. So as you walk in, it's quite a large room, very well lit up with natural light, and it's covered in whiteboards. I don't think I've ever seen so many whiteboards in the one room, and there's a variety of maps showing like the road network, Aboriginal communities, all the geography of the region, and then there's a whole lot of sort of, it looks like the whiteboards are set up to deal with different situations. What's it like in here when you guys are in the middle of a really sort of active situation?
So it can get busy, but the main role of this room is to make sure that we keep our situation awareness up to date, so that at any one time we can reference and then make operational decisions, or the best operational decisions we can at the time based on the information that we've got available. So again, it's a hub of activity when we're managing a cyclone, and that also is then translated out to our state emergency service units or our fire stations, depending on what hazard we're responding to.
And so in the sort of time that, say, a cyclone situation is developing, and it's actually sort of a Category 1 and maybe intensifying, who's sort of at the desk here? Are there other agencies involved as well in the discussions?
Yeah, so primarily will be ourselves and WA Police, and then we'll bring in other agencies as required, depending on if we've got road access issues from flooding. Main roads will obviously be an integral part to those discussions. And so we'll bring in agencies as required, depending on the situation at the time.
Can it get a bit hectic, a bit stressful?
Yeah, it certainly can. And we've got provisions in place. We've got backup communications and alternate communications in the facility so that as agencies come in, they can operate on their own systems independent of our network.
There's also a lolly jar here, I guess, just when you need that little bit of sugar to get you through the long shifts.
Yeah, especially 12-hour shifts and fatigue gets into place.
And this is one of the biggest screens I've ever seen. Is it actually a television? What is this?
No, we certainly don't watch football or cricket on this, but it's just literally a board that we can use. We can do briefings and keep all the relevant information up to date.
It's a big digital screen, isn't it?
I can raise it and lower it as required. So if I've got a whole heap of people in the room, I can raise it so I can brief people accordingly.
And at the moment, you've got the Bureau of Meteorology website projecting onto this enormous digital screen. And it's a really good resource. I don't know if people at home want to look it up and have a look, but it's actually an interactive weather and wave forecast map. And what it is showing seems to be the hectopascals and the projected rainfall over a period of sort of the next 5 days, I think, isn't it?
And I'd just point out that the map that we're looking at here is just a forecast and is the best forecast of the bomb based on a conglomerate of different models, but it's a great tool so that you can keep up to date with the passage of the system. We're in daily briefings with the Bureau to make sure that we're advised what the situation is, and then we can advise and issue the appropriate level warnings to the community. And I can only just promote the emergencywa.gov.au website to make sure that you're kept up to date, as well as listening to the ABC.
Glenn, thank you so much for your time today and for showing us around, and I might just get a lolly on my way out.
No, thank you, Erin. Appreciate it.
That was Acting Superintendent Glenn Hall from DFES speaking to Erin Park. Go online, emergency.wa.gov.au, for preparation information, especially if you're a first-timer to the region.